it's been a while since I've done that. Marquise, I had the button on mute. I had a really nice intro, and nobody heard it.
I knew it. Something told me. I was like, is it on mute again?
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
I like Supermarket Sweep, too, but.
That music means it is Friday Trivia. It's time for you to get involved. 615-737-1025. Just like a couple of weeks ago when Willie was out, you had the advantage of only going two rounds. Well, Chase is going to be on Afternoons with Floyd today. So yet again, you've got an opportunity to only go two rounds. Now, there's no instrument, there's no guitar, there's no lifeline, but it's only two rounds instead of three. And on that day when Willie was out, we had a lot of winners, a lot of participation, and a lot of winners. So jump in there. Get involved at 615-737-1025. This is what we've been doing on Fridays to wrap up the week. Sit back, have a little fun, and play some trivia. And, oh, by the way, give some stuff away, like today. Let's see what we've got on the line. I know we've got some Papa John's gift cards to throw into the mix, as well as Boomba's Craft Pizza and Tap House gift cards. In fact, that one is a $25 gift card. Boomba's Craft Pizza and Tap House, really good food there. Nice place to get a meal for sure. So that's what's on the line, 615-737-1025. A couple things to pass along before we get going. Indianapolis 500, the Indy 500, which is normally run on Memorial Day weekend at the Brickyard, has been moved to August. We know that, and it is going to go as planned as of today. And they have put out that they are planning on operating at 50% capacity. So that was pretty interesting to see them come out and say they are going to try to, their permanent stands hold 250,000 people. So take that as maybe they're going to put over 100,000 people at the Brickyard. So interesting. We'll see if that ends up being the case in early August when they run that race. Also, Oregon, Oregon State. They always play each other at the end of the year, the football season. There's a lot of rivalry games in college football at the end of the year, last game of the season. That one is no different. That is a big one in the state of Oregon. It has been called the Civil War for a long, long time, and it will not be called that anymore. They have decided to drop that moniker of calling that matchup the Civil War. So thought we would pass that along as well. In the NBA, 16 out of 302 players have tested positive for the coronavirus. So those are some news and notes. Now it's time for you to jump in there. My category is going to be hockey. Hockey will be my category. Willie, what do you got?
I'm going to go with the year 2010. This is the 10-year anniversary of the year 2010.
That is correct. That's very good.
So I'm just going to commemorate 2010 by asking questions about what happened the year of sports 2010.
Okay. What did we just talk about that was a decade ago that happened in
I'm not going to say because I might ask a question. Might ask a question about something that happened.
We just talked about that this week. Yep. All right. So now we need some participants. Do you need to give the speech? I mean, is that where we are?
I would be glad to give the speech. I mean, It's a beautiful day. I know people are looking forward to the weekend. And what better way to start your weekend by winning a prize on this beautiful day in Nashville, listening to our station, participating in the fun of Friday afternoon trivia. Come on. 737-1025, area code 615. You know 2010. You remember 2010 well. You're a sports fan. And if you don't, you'll have great conversation pieces with your weekend fun. That's why we do this on Friday, is to start your weekend with a little conversation piece. When you hang out with whoever you're hanging out with, you can say, you know what, I tried the trivia today, and I went 2 for 2, and I won a gift card. Or I swung and missed, but I gave it my best effort. Here's the question I missed. Do you guys know the answer? I mean, I can't think of better ways to get a conversation started just to kick off the weekend than saying you participated in Friday afternoon trivia. All you've got to do is dial up 615-737-1025. You only have to answer two. You don't have to run the gauntlet of three for three. You just answer two and you've got it.
I thought that was well done. Thought that was well done. In fact, we were both out. Well, in fact, the three of us were out last week. Marquise, did you guys keep with tradition and do Friday trivia?
We actually did not.
No, you bagged it, huh?
Yeah.
Were you guys scared? You scared?
Nah, it wasn't my call. Okay. I wanted to do it.
Okay.
I'm fine with doing trivia. I'm good at trivia. I like trivia. I'm the sports guy in the trivia group, usually. Because that's all I know. Yeah, because that's all I know.
Okay.
That's all I know.
What's your strong suit?
In sports or just?
Yeah.
I mean, easily NBA, basketball. Or boxing. I've answered some boxing questions a couple times.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I've done NBA on here before. We've had a little fun at that. I'm trying to think. May just test your knowledge, see what you've got. How about this one? Who was the first NBA player with more than 3,000 steals? Saw him in The Last Dance. Saw him in The Last Dance. Any idea? Anyone? Anyone?
Well, didn't you ask this on the air a couple weeks ago?
Did I? I don't think so. I think maybe Marquise is answering the phone because I think
he might be answering the phone.
He disappeared.
Yeah, because there was crickets there. I think he eagerly would have had a guess. He must be. This is a good thing. People want to play. But your category is not this.
No. Today. No. I was just testing his basketball. He said
I'm sorry, guys. I was getting these loaded lines. I apologize. Okay. I'm back.
No, are you back or are you still answering phones?
Well, I'm back now.
Okay, so the question was, and we figured that when we heard who was the first NBA player with more than 3,000 steals? And I said he was featured in The Last Dance.
He wasn't featured.
He was in The Last Dance.
Gary Payton. The Glove.
Yes. That's a good guess.
Or something's telling me it can be John Stockton.
Oh, but it can be. That's the thing. It can be.
So is it?
Yeah, it was John Stockton.
Yes. Well, close enough.
So there you go. All right. So we have loaded lines. Are we ready to go?
Yeah, let's go to Mitchell.
Okay. Let's go to Mitchell. 615-737-1025. Mitchell, get us started here on Friday Trivia. Welcome in. Where would you like to start?
Hockey.
Start with hockey. Okay. I will give you multiple choice if you need it, okay?
All right.
At what age did Gordie Howe play his last professional hockey game? At what age did Gordie Howe play his last professional hockey game? Would you like multiple choice, or you think you got it?
Yeah, I'll take the multiple choice.
Was it A, 40, B, 48, or C, 52?
48.
40, 48, or 52? A, B, or C?
I'm gonna go with B.
B, 48 is the guess. And he was still playing at 48. Can you believe that?
Wow.
52 was what we were looking for. 52. But, Mitchell, thank you for being first up Don't be a stranger, okay? Don't be scared because you lost. All right, thank you. Right. Willie, did you know that?
Yes, I did. I would have gotten it with the choices. I don't think I could have nailed the exact age without the aid there.
52.
Brent Peterson has some awesome stories of Gordie Howe.
52. What was he like? What do you think they said going into his 52nd season? He's getting too old?
I don't think so. I mean, this guy was so revered. I mean, it was unbelievable.
He's on the back end of his career?
Well, he was on the back end. But, yeah, we should have asked Pete about that. Next time we have him on, let's ask him about Gordie Howe at age 52.
At 52, where people going, you know what, I kind of feel like he's at the back end of his career. I feel like he's getting up there in age. Okay, we'll do that. We'll do that next time. All right. 615-737-1025. Mitchell, we appreciate you getting things started. Let's go to Kenneth. Kenneth, you are up next. Welcome into Friday Trivia.
Hello.
Where would you like to start?
Yes.
Say that again?
Was one of the categories 2010?
Yes, 2010 or hockey?
Yeah, 2010.
Okay, let's do this.
2010. All right, we're going to start off with this one. In 2010, this member of the New Orleans Saints had to forfeit his Heisman Trophy that he had won because of extra benefits he had gained while he was in college. Can you name this one-time Heisman Trophy winner?
Sorry, I'm drawing a blank.
One-time Heisman Trophy winner. In 2010, he was playing for the New Orleans Saints, but he had to forfeit his Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't remember that.
What a shame. What a shame. We're not off to a good start, Darren. The answer is Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush, who did we have on recently?
Announced with the Saints, announced that he would have to forfeit the 2005 Heisman Trophy after his involvement with marketing agents playing at USC, severe penalties against the school. We actually covered that story because it's the 10-year anniversary, and a lot of people believe he should, now that he's paid the 10-year penalty, disassociate with the school, that he should get that trophy back. But we'll see if that happens.
Hmm. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Kenneth, for trying. 615.
Come on. We know. I think we've heard these questions. People know that they can get these right. 737-1025. Jump on in. Let's go.
Yeah. You can do this. You can.
Come on.
Okay.
Let's go. Who's up?
Let's go to Barrett. Barrett, you're up next. Welcome.
Hey, guys. Look, I missed This Is What I Know on Monday, but I was going to tell you, I was listening last Friday as always, and I got to just tip my Steelers cap to Marquise Munson, man. That dude just owned it for 4 hours. I think it was him and Ryan and Elijah.
Yes, it was. Thank you. I appreciate
that. Man, they had an hour worth of NBA talk, and Marquise sat there for the better part of an hour and just spitting off names that I'd never heard in my entire life.
That's kind of what I did.
Breaking down their skill sets. And when they ever do pick back up the NBA, you've got yourself a gem right there. You can go to the NBA desk because he was killing it. So big ups to Marquise.
We may send him to Orlando after that endorsement.
Yeah.
It was a great show.
Work on my ping pong.
I'm glad you said that. I was thinking about the show in spirit on the golf course, so I'm glad it went well. Very good.
Yeah,
so,
they killed it.
Awesome. All right, so where would you like to start?
Let's go with 2010. I like even numbers.
2010.
In increments of 10.
Okay, 2010, a bizarre happening in Minnesota. The Metrodome, late in the season, collapsed because there was a heavy snowstorm in Minnesota. Imagine, a heavy snowstorm in Minnesota.
Yeah, but the cloth ripped.
They had to move the game, but the other significant part of that game is this quarterback was listed inactive against the New York Giants, and it was the only time in his career that he did not start a game in 20 seasons, and it ended his consecutive streak at 297 consecutive games. Can you name this quarterback?
Oh, I see his face. And he had the funky face mask on his helmet, too. Was it Cunningham?
The first time he did not start a game in 20 seasons, ending his NFL consecutive streak.
Brett Favre.
Sometimes you have to clarify the question.
Brett
Favre. Is your answer Brett Favre?
Brett Favre, number four.
That is correct. Brett Favre for the Vikings. The Metrodome collapsed. They had to play at Ford Field, home of the Lions, and Brett Favre did not play.
That was
first
quite
time
the
in
recovery.
20 years he yes. did not start a game.
Quite the recovery.
I have friends in Minneapolis, and they went for the entire season when they played at the Golden Gophers outdoor stadium. He said it was the most brutal thing he'd ever seen.
Yeah, it was a little cold. A little cold. Well, they probably realized that they were happy that their new home was going to have a roof again.
It's a nice one.
Yeah, it's very nice. Well done to go from Randall Cunningham to Brett Favre. Well played. All right, let's go for the win. Let's do this. I'm going to give you a multiple choice if you would like it. It's very simple. Why was the 1919 Stanley Cup final canceled? Why in 1919 did they cancel the Stanley Cup final? I'll give you multiple choice if you like it.
I'll take a multiple choice. It wasn't World War One because it was over by then.
Okay. So here we go. Was it A, because of the Spanish flu? B, because of the Great Depression? Or C, because of the Great Chicago Fire?
The Great Depression hadn't started yet, and the Spanish flu pandemic was in 1919. Both my great-grandparents, all four of them, died from it. So I'll go with the Spanish flu.
Spanish flu for the win. And that
Chicago
is correct.
Fire was in the 1800s.
That's correct. Man, there it is. On his history.
Yes!
On his history. See, it's easy if you know the dates. And by the way, they had some players die because of the Spanish flu. In fact, one of the guys, a defenseman for the Canadiens, Joe Hall, was one that got sick.
It took millions of people. It took all four of my great-grandparents, so I knew that history pretty well. I thank you guys so much, and just give Marquise a high five because they really killed it last Friday. And keep up the good work and have a good weekend.
We'll put you on hold, and we'll get you a gift card. Well done. 615-737-1025. We have our first winner. Willie, did you know the answer?
Did I know the answer? Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm a history major.
You know, I figured it's in a pandemic.
I'm just glad he got the Brett Favre. If he had gone down with Randall Cunningham, that would have been pretty sad.
Yeah. Yeah. Was not Randall Cunningham. He did not last 20 years in the league. Brett Favre. There we go. Okay.
He played for a long time, Randall Cunningham, but not 20 years.
Not 20 years. All right. We will
keep him coming. 737-1025. You can win. You can win. And it's about the fun. It's about the conversation. Take a deep breath. Get ready. Dial up the phone and answer these questions.
We step away on a winning note, and we come back with another round of phone calls. We do that on the other side. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. All right, we ended on a winning note. We come back, we're searching for more winners. We've got really good gift cards to give away. Papa John's, some pizza, Boomba's. That's what's on the line. 615-737-1025. But you got to get involved. You've got to jump in there like Mitchell did, like Kenneth did, and like Barrett did, and he won. So let's start with Nate. Nate, you're up next. Welcome into
What's
Friday
up,
Trivia.
Fellas?
How you doing?
I'm all right. Not very confident.
Why not?
I knew a couple of the answers, but I'm not sure where I should lean. I guess I'm going to go hockey.
Okay. All right, let's do this. There are five players who have scored 50 goals in their first 50 games of the season. Just think about that. They had 50 goals through 50 games in a season. It's been done five times in the NHL.
Oh, that's so easy.
Can you name two of the five who have done it? Two of the five who have done it.
I'm going to go Gretzky and Ovechkin.
Gretzky and Ovechkin, two guys that could score a lot of goals. When in doubt, always go with Gretzky. And Gretzky is correct. Believe it or not, Ovi's not. He's not. Mario Lemieux was one. Brett Hull was another one. Terry Crisp could tell you that one. Mike Bossy was another. And Maurice Richard.
Richard.
The minute I said
Maurice
it,
Richard.
I was checking my phone. Hey. I'm multitasking. Give me a break. I knew it's Richard. Come on. Don't throw stones, William.
Quickly, do you all think the Sedin twins will get into the Hall of Fame? And it's not – you don't think either of them will?
Nope. I don't.
Yeah, I don't think they will either.
I do not.
I don't know. I think there's going to be a pretty strong case. I don't know if it's the first year, though.
If the Hall of Fame moves from Toronto to Vancouver, I'm going to say yes, they get in. First ballot.
But I don't think it's Sedin's, huh?
I don't think it's leaving Toronto. I didn't say I'm not a fan of them. I don't believe they're going to get in.
You don't see Hall of Fame.
I think it's going to be discussed.
But Marian Hossa's in, but you don't see those guys?
It's going to be heavily discussed, and I think it's going to be one of those wouldn't you love to be in the room type of deals. You know? Figuratively speaking.
Yep. All right, Nate's gone. What are we going to do?
Nate's gone. All right.
737-1025. Next man up. Let's go. Or next woman up. Let's go. Next kid up. You know, somebody. Let's go.
Next kid up. Let's go to Keith. Keith is up next. Keith, welcome into Friday Trivia.
Thank you. Love the fact that y'all have me on today.
Well, thanks for calling in. Where would you like to start?
Either place, I don't care.
Willie, let's do a little 2010.
All right, 2010. In the Major League Baseball season, this team won the first of three World Series that they would win in the decade. Can you name this team? They defeated the Texas Rangers. You say the San Francisco Giants, and that is correct. Piece of cake.
All right.
Okay.
For the win. Hockey for the win.
Hockey.
All right. There were four teams that joined the NHL with the merger with the WHA. I just want to know one of those four teams for the win that joined the NHL, the National Hockey League, with the merger with the WHA. We've talked about this on the show many times.
The Edmonton Oilers. They brought Gretzky in with them.
The Edmonton Oilers is the guess. Is he right? He is. He's a winner.
Yes!
The Edmonton Oilers. You nailed it. No hesitation.
He's a winner.
Can you just for extra credit, since you're on a roll, any other guesses you got?
Vancouver?
Nope.
Nah.
How about the Winnipeg Jets? The Winnipeg Jets?
I was going to say it wasn't the Winnipeg Jets because they came from Atlanta Thrashers, but I guess it was the previous Winnipeg Jets.
The first go-around Jets. The Nordiques and the Whalers.
Quebec and Hartford.
Yep. There you go. But you
Hartford
didn't need.
Hartford came from Colorado, didn't it?
They actually came in. What's interesting is they came in as the New England Whalers before becoming the Hartford Whalers. So, yeah.
Then they became the Patriots.
Good job. We're going to put you on hold, and we'll get your info.
Quit while you're ahead.
All right.
Well done. Did he just say they were cheaters? Were they accused of cheating? Were the Whalers? No, I don't believe the Whalers were accused of cheating. Was there a spy gate with the Whalers? Was there a
I don't
puck,
think so.
Was there a puck gate with the Whalers? All right, 615.
They had Gordie Howe.
There you go. Did they have Brent Peterson?
Not when they first came into the league, but eventually they did.
Not when they were New England, right? All right. How about Jeremy? Jeremy, you are up next. Welcome into Friday Trivia.
Good afternoon, guys. How we doing?
Good. How are you?
I can't complain. Let's go with 2010.
NBA All-Star Game was played in front of 108,000 fans. In fact, 108,713 fans. Can you name the football stadium where they held the All-Star Game in 2010?
Ooh, NBA, not my strongest suit. I'm going to have to say Cowboy Stadium in Dallas.
When in doubt, you say that Jerry Jones would be interested in having a game like this. He wants big events. Logical guess. And that is, Marquise, do you know? That is correct. It is the correct answer. A record crowd, 108,000 for the NBA All-Star Game. Did you watch that one, Marquise?
Yes, I did. Can you name the MVP of that game?
I cannot.
Dwayne Wade. He was MVP.
Dwayne Wade.
There you go.
Remember on...
All right, he's moved on to round two, Darren.
On Sunday, 8 o'clock, ESPN, The Decision. We had Don Vanetta Jr. on yesterday, and that's when LeBron
and
said...
And that was in 2010.
He's going to join Wade and Bosch and take his talents to South Beach. All right, for the win. Hockey for the win. Who was the first NHL goalie to win 500 career games? Who was the first goalie to win 500 career wins? It happened in 2001 when he was a member of the Colorado Avalanche. It happened in 2001.
Oh, gosh. What's the guy's name? He was the GM there for the longest. Patrick Waugh?
He was actually the coach, and his name was not Patrick Roy, but Patrick Waugh. Yes. Correct.
GM, head coach, same difference.
Not if you were playing for him. He was a little bit of a psycho. He was a little crazy. Well done. We're going to put you on hold, make you a winner. Good job.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right. Jeremy, winner. Patrick Waugh. How long was he the coach?
He actually won the coach of the year 1 year and then fell on hard times. I want to say 3 years, maybe four.
I was going to
remember
say
he got fired right before the season?
Yes. Yes. Well, that would be a tough trivia question. Who replaced him? I don't even remember that. Because obviously they were in a rough spot. Huh?
Bednar replaced him.
Was he? Bednar.
Yes.
Okay. Good call. Good call. All right. Let's see. You want to go back to the phones?
Let's go. 737-1025. Keep coming on. Let's go. We've got momentum going here.
I got it. Willie's got some pep in his step. He's feeling it. Are you feeling
it? I'm ready, man. Let's go.
615-737-1025. How about Hayden? Hayden, you are up next. Welcome in.
Hey, man.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, man.
Where would you like to start?
Let's start with hockey.
Let's start with hockey, he says. All right. This one's crazy. And if you need multiple choice, I'll give it to you.
All right.
What NHL team has the record for most consecutive years above 500? That's some pretty darn good hockey. Now, all I'm asking you to tell me is the team. They did it for, listen to this, 32 years they were above 500. From 1952 to 1983. What a run, huh?
And
all I need is the team.
I got two in my head. It's either got to be Boston or Montreal.
I will tell you this, Hayden, okay? Here is my hint. One of your guesses is correct.
Oh, man.
So you got a 50-50 shot.
I'm going to go with the Canadiens.
Is he right? He is. The Montreal Canadiens. 32 years above 500. That's quite the run. I don't think they're going to do that anytime soon. I don't think that record will be broken in Montreal. All right, 2010 for the win.
2010 for the win. This member of the Tampa Bay Rays became only the eighth player in Major League history since 1900 to reach 100 home runs, 100 triples, and 400 stolen bases. This speedster turned down the opportunity out of high school to play point guard at UCLA, also turned down the opportunity to play option quarterback at Nebraska, instead becoming a baseball player. You know I have a warm spot in my heart for these great all-around athletes. Can you name this speedster for the Tampa Bay Rays? 100 home runs, 100 triples, 400 stolen bases.
Now I'm drawing a blank.
So he's not a big, huge home run hitter, but he's got enough power to get 100 homers, 100 triples, 400 steals by 2010. This was by no means his last season. But Tampa Bay Rays, 2010. Speedster. For the prize.
Whenever you said speedster, the first player to come to mind was D. Gordon.
D. Gordon. Good guess. But that is incorrect.
Oh.
He might fit that category. He might be in the ballpark for that. Darren, do you know the answer? Tampa Bay Rays?
I thought Hayden was all over it. Give it to me again.
Tampa Bay Rays turned down out of high school going to Nebraska to play quarterback and turned down UCLA to play point guard. So he could have gone in three different sports. Went pro in baseball. Speedster for the Rays, 400 stolen base, 100th triple, 100th home run, all in the 2010 season.
I mean, it's got to be Bubba Trammell, you know? It's got to be.
Bubba Trammell from the University of Tennessee?
I was just trying to think old Devil Rays. Were they the Rays in 2010?
Yeah, remember, they went to the World Series in 2008. With David Price
and
those guys. He was a big part of that team.
Yeah. What do you got? Who is it?
Carl Crawford.
Carl Crawford, who I believe just got in trouble recently.
He did?
Yeah. Yep. He did. He's a good player, though.
I'm trying to find that. I haven't seen anything like that.
How about we step away?
Are you
away?
Sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's Carl Crawford in trouble?
I'm pretty sure. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, too.
Okay, so you know I'm right. All right.
Yes, I do.
I was starting to question, but
Will, what happened? What happened to Carl?
How about we tell you on the other side?
Okay. That's we'll not part you, of the trivia question.
That is not.
What happened to Carl?
We will come back and finish up with another round of your participation. 615-737-1025. I'm being told we've got some mics on hold. We will get to the mics, and we'll use our mic to talk to the mics. On the other side of Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN, 102.5 The Game. It is the final countdown. Friday trivia. Last chance. Last opportunity for gift cards. 615-737-1025. And I don't believe an answer will be Europe. But you never know. Maybe I just gave an answer away. 615-737-1025. I said we would get to some mics that are on hold. So, Mike, and I'll just let Marquise pick a mic. Mike, you're up next. Welcome in.
Good afternoon, guys. Let me just say I got my plus one effect in the mail yesterday. And
all right.
Supporting Tony Kemp and his cause. And did y'all see that feature they had on him on the MLB Network the other night?
No.
I did not.
Oh, they showed him after they showed that special, the last day of the 2011 season. They showed the highlights from all those games. They showed Tony for about 10 minutes on there. Really good.
Really, I ordered my shirt the other day. I haven't gotten it yet. Did they show him doing an interview with us?
No, they did not. They showed a lot of his pictures from when he played ball growing up here, which I had a chance to umpire him when he was in middle school. Freedom Middle and at Centennial High School. He's a really good guy.
Did he stand out back then?
Not especially. Now I had another guy that stood out when he was 14. Now David Price, he stood out quite a bit.
I bet. I bet he did. He was probably about 6'4" at 14.
And he could hit the ball too.
I bet. Okay, where do you want to start first? 2010.
I got to stay away from hockey, so 2010.
Okay.
2010. Okay, Mike. The playoff games actually took place in January of 2011, but this is the 2010 NFL season. This team pulled off playoff victories over Peyton Manning and Tom Brady in the same season, both on the road. In the AFC playoffs, can you name this team?
Is that the Jaguars?
The Jaguars.
Actually, that was a few years ago, I think. I'll stick that with the Jaguars.
Incorrect. January 8th, 2011. Jets, 17. Colts, 16, the last game that Peyton Manning ever played in a Colts uniform. And then the following week, in New England, Jets, 28, Tom Brady and the 14-2 Patriots, 21.
Who was
Rex
quarterback
Ryan
for the Jets?
And the Jets. That's the Sanchez, Mark Sanchez. But then they could not pull off a third consecutive road win and lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers in the AFC Championship game.
All right, y'all have a good weekend.
All right, you too.
Thanks, Mike. How about that?
Wow.
You beat Manning and Brady back-to-back, and you don't even get to the Super Bowl.
Wow. That is unbelievable. And disappointing, I'm sure, for him.
Yeah.
615-737-1025. How about we go to Mike? Mike, you're up next. Where would you like to start?
Hello, boys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You ready for some FUN?
Yeah. That's what we're trying to do here today.
Let's get some FUN. Let's go.
I feel like a winner. I have to listen to Chase's music today. It's already a win.
Wow, we can't. We
he's
can't.
Been spared.
No, he's listening. It's okay. Come on.
So, let me try hockey, please.
All right. I will give you multiple choice. Okay,
good.
If you like. Yeah, you'll need multiple choice. Okay, it's very simple, Mike. What is the NHL record for the most saves in a game? Okay?
Good.
Most saves in a game. Now, I'm going to give you a little backdrop to help you with your answer. This game went 6 overtimes. Okay? So is it most saves in an NHL game, A, 52, B, 72, or C, 92.
Wow. Six periods, huh? Six overtimes.
Wait, 6 overtimes, and believe it or not, it was a playoff game. Six
so that's 9 periods,
overtimes.
10 shots a period. I got to go with the 90.
So Mike says, he does a little quick math and says, man, if it went 6 overtimes, it's got to be 92. It's got to be the biggest number. Mike, you are correct.
Ah, winner.
92 saves. Normie Smith.
Normie Smith? What
sure
year was that?
1936. He must have been really tired.
Holy cow.
1936, 92 saves. All right, Mike, you're halfway
without
home.
Without a face mask.
Yeah, there you go. Good call.
Yeah, the maskless. That's amazing.
And that was back then, right? That was like the true sweaters, true? Willie, back then?
Yeah, oh yeah, that was sweater.
Like an actual sweater. Actual sweaters, yeah. He probably lost 25 pounds in that game. All right, 2010 for the win.
Okay.
2010 for the win. The NCAA Final Four on the men's side was played in Indianapolis, just 6 miles from the campus of Butler University. Butler lost that game to Duke. Who was the coach of the Butler Bulldogs?
Oh, my goodness. That's a tough
2010.
One. You got any kind of hint for that? I mean, that's a pretty tough question.
Well, they went to back-to-back finals. They had the same coach both years. He's a pretty famous coach.
Oh, I think he moved out to another school, didn't he?
No.
Perhaps he did, perhaps he didn't.
Well, yeah.
He might have moved.
Might have moved.
College basketball is really not my wheelhouse. I think, I don't know. I'm going to have to pass. I have no idea, boys.
Oh, disappointing.
Mm.
Mm-mm-mm. Marquise wants to answer it. He knows it.
He does.
It's Brad Stevens.
Brad Stevens.
He left to go to the Celtics a few years later.
Yeah, that was a little of my wheelhouse, but it was fun, boys. Always enjoy it.
All right, Mike.
All right, good try.
Thanks.
That was a legit question, right? That was not a tough question.
No,
it was not
Brad
too
Stevens.
Tough for the championship.
If he ever wants to get out of the NBA and go back, he's it'll be very quick to which powerhouse program wants to hire him.
Well, that's for sure. But he's done pretty well with the Celtics. He's flopped like a lot of college coaches who try
most,
that, right?
Most all do. Let's be honest. Most all do. He's done better than Rick Pitino. He's done better than John Calipari. Help me out. Who else has gone down that route?
Tubby Smith
and failed.
John Beilein. Recently.
That was quick. That was failure from the minute he accepted the job.
I'll tell you who has actually done pretty well too is Billy Donovan.
Yeah, I'd say he's done better than Billy Donovan.
Don't you think? Well, I don't know. Billy Donovan's got he's won some games. He's got a conference final on his resume. That's about as far as Brad Stevens has been, right?
Yep. Yeah, he lost in Game 7, Brad Stevens.
Yeah, to a pretty darn good team.
A team that went on to win the whole thing.
Yeah, the Warriors, that was a great Warriors team, and they took them to the brink.
Yeah.
All right, we got one more contestant here?
We do. We've got...
Mark.
Mark. Mark.
Hello, guys. How y'all doing?
Mark, how are you?
Fine. I want to try hockey first.
Okay.
Going hockey first.
Can I have multiple choice? Multiple choices.
He wants the choices.
Yeah, I can.
I mean, you can't blame a guy for asking. You got to ask and see what you can get.
All right, how about this? I'm not going to give you multiple choice, but I'm going to give you a really good hint. How about that?
All right, that's fine.
This is actually an interesting question. Because I did not even know this. And the hint I'm going to give you, we got to ask him about this the next time he comes on. What was the last all-Canadian-born team to win the Stanley Cup? Who was the last all-Canadian-born team to win the Stanley Cup? Now, my hint to you, Mark, is Terry Crisp was on this team as a player. Terry Crisp was on this team. This Eastern Conference team. Got a guess?
It wasn't Toronto, was it? Montreal. I'll say Montreal.
You want to go with the Canadians winning?
He'll say
down?
Montreal. It makes sense. They're a Canadian team. They are the Canadians.
They have won the cup.
I would say there's some Canadians on the Canadians.
The Montreal Canadiens is always a good guess in hockey, but unfortunately, it's incorrect. It's incorrect. I'm sorry.
I am surprised. I am actually surprised at that. Because they won four straight right after what you're going to say. First, give the answer.
The answer is the Broad Street Bullies, the Philadelphia Flyers.
So I'm trying to think of who would have been the non-Canadian on the late 70s Canadian teams after that. They won four straight.
74-75 team was all Canadian born. I don't think we've ever talked about that with Crispy in the past.
But you know what's interesting is that wasn't uncommon back then, but it shows you too how much different the makeup of the league is. There's so many more U.S.-born players today, and, of course, so many more players from Sweden, Finland, Russia, Czech Republic, Switzerland. The list goes on. So the league used to be almost all Canadian up until right around that time.
But this is obviously when it started, I guess the transformation began in the 70s, right? Because that's the last time it's happened.
Mid-70s, yeah. That's interesting. I just would have thought there would have been another one in there, especially with Montreal so dominant. And there used to be a rule that you had the rights to players in your geographic area. And so Montreal used to just go to town and have all the best players from outside of Montreal. So they had a ton of French-Canadian superstars. But the league changed their viewpoint on how you should be able to acquire players. And, of course, they expanded as well. So that's a great question. I did not know the answer there
until you, of course, gave
the hint.
Yeah, we have to remember to talk to Crispy about that. Because we know Crispy has a story for everything, and my guess is he's absolutely got a story on this, right? He can talk about this. This is right in his wheelhouse in his playing days. By the way, here was another one.
He would be good to talk about, because he had a few players from non-Canadians on his 89 Flames team that won.
Yeah.
Right? So he saw the evolution happening as he transitioned from a player to a coach.
By the way, quickly, one of them that I was going to ask that I didn't realize this. Do you know what year was the first time a team pulled their goalie to have the extra attacker? Do you have any idea, like, what decade that would have been?
Wait, the first time you were allowed to pull for
the extra attacker? First team that just did it said, hey, get off the ice. And they put an extra attacker, which you can imagine, the other two, everybody was probably going, what are they doing?
You can't do that.
What are you doing?
You can't do that.
Can you name, like, the? Do you have any idea, like, what decade?
Yeah, I have
that
no
happened?
Idea.
Like, how far back do you think?
Okay,
it was?
The decade. I would say the 1950s. I'm just a total guess.
Okay, I would have said the 60s. I wouldn't have gone back that far. I would have said the 60s. How about 1931? Can you imagine what they would? I mean,
well, I guess
what the reaction was it would have been.
People
like?
Were smarter than we thought,
right?
Back then.
I would have said 60s. I would not have thought that far back.
I'm sure there was a discussion on the ice, and it probably went something like this. Are you allowed to do that? Well, tell me why you can't do that. Okay, well, I guess it makes sense. I don't know why you can't do that. I mean, you just...
And then the team
I remember
that they played.
My daughter, Evie, the first time, when she being a goalie, she was very young when she saw the Predators give up a goal with the empty net. And she was like, that's not fair. We don't have a goalie. Why doesn't the other team have to pull their goalie? You know, it was just, you know, she was too young to understand the, you know, you have to gamble when you're behind. But it is an interesting concept that you don't see in other sports.
Nope. That will do it for us. Thanks for the participation this hour. A lot of fun. A lot of fun. Had some winners, too. You enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the weekend. We look forward to talking to you Monday morning at 10 a.m. We'll see you then.